calling Lindbergh MPH, a division of Thermal Product Solutions. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For sales, press 1. For accounting, press 2. For engineering, press 3. For parts, press 4. For service, rebuilds and relines. For heat treat equipment sales, press 1. For non-ferrous equipment sales, press 2. For lab or light industrial sales, press 3. For all other inquiries, please press 0 and an operator will further assist you.
Good afternoon, Bill St. Thomas.
Hello, Mr. Bill. This is Sachin. I called you for three.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How
yes,
are you?
How are you?
Yes, yes.
Good. Did you get the information I sent you?
I received it. I received it, sir, because I put an alarm to my mobile, so to call at you because it's one at night. It's one in night. So
okay. Well, I sent you a brochure. Your 100 meter cubic meters turns out to be a 3,500 cubic foot. So it's a larger generator. It would have two retorts in it. We do sell that size up to 4,000 cubic feet. I misspoke earlier. It's a 4,000 and the 6,000. So you'd be looking at the 4,000 cubic foot units. And like I said, the current cost is around $375,000 and about 9 months delivery. Excuse me.
Okay.
And it has 90 kilowatts. Is the input rating? That's the electrically heated unit, and it typically runs between, as you mentioned, between 1750 and 1800 degrees F. So at 90 kilowatts, that's the maximum input. I would imagine once you're up and running, you'd probably be in the 50 kilowatt range to maintain the temperature per hour for operating cost.
Okay. Okay, so
previously, as I mentioned,
previously you were saying that you have the capacity from 150 to 6,000. So that means, I guess you were saying in terms of CFH per hour, right?
The Fahrenheit is, 1750 F to 18 F, so you're in the 900 range. I mean, I'm back in my office now, so so at 1700 you're 940 Steve.
Okay. So previously
around 950.
All right. So previously when I called, you said that you have a capacity from 150 to 150, 300, 600, 3000, and 6000. So I believe those weren't.
So I believe. I was not in my office. The generator, I'm looking at the brochure. The generator comes in sizes from 150 cubic feet to 350, 500, 1000, 1500, 2000, 4000, 6000. And calculating 100 cubic meters, that would be roughly 3,700 cubic feet. So you would require our 4,000 size GA generator.
Okay.
That's 4,000 cubic feet.
Okay. So that means if you have from 150 CFH, to around 6,000 CFH per hour capacities. So if we convert that into meter cube per hour, so that comes to be around 4 meter
I
cube
had
per hour,
37.
four
Yeah,
meter
I
cube
had
per hour
4 cubic feet.
to, okay, 4 meter cube per hour for 2 170 meter cube per hour. If you convert that CFH capacities into meter cube, so that comes to be around.
Yeah, you.
That comes to be around in
Yeah,
a
you're
range
looking at
of
100. It's 3,000 cubic inches, cubic feet per hour. That's what 1,000 cubic meters equals 3,750 cubic feet.
okay. Yeah, because 3,700 CFH per hour capacity that you said, when we convert into meter cube per hour, that comes around 100 cubic meter hour, as written by you over a mail.
Yes.
Okay. So for a 150 or 250 CFH per hour capacity, so that means if you convert CFH into meter cube per hour ammonia cracker, so the product capacities that you have would
That's
come around.
only like that. Yeah, that's only like 1 cubic feet. It's nothing. Cubic feet, 150 cubic feet is like 4 cubic meters.
Yeah, correct. So when we convert that into that range, so it will come around 4 meter cube per hour to 170 meter cube per hour. So that capacities you
Right.
have for ammonia crackers. Okay.
Yeah, that's the smallest one.
Okay. So for 100 cubic meter you have written, the cost of 100 cubic meter ammonia cracker unit would be
About
three
yeah,
seven.
300, what did I say? $375,000 is the budget price. So I'd say
Okay.
350 to 375.
Okay. And you have written that nickel impregnated catalyst is used in that.
Yes.
Okay. And to run 100 cubic meter ammonia cracker, it would require 90 kilowatt of energy consumption, right?
Yeah, that's the input. That's how much the heaters are. But again, that's the total input. You would never use 190 kilowatts while you're operating. It'd probably be more like 50 to 60 kilowatts per hour, every hour to maintain the operating temperature. So once you get it up to temperature and it's soaked out and it's working and it's running, your power requirements drop a little bit. So you'll probably be in the 50 to 60 kilowatt per hour range to operate it.
Okay. So you have written for 100 meter cube, it will require energy consumption of 90 kilowatt per hour. So is this more or as you're saying, average electric
Well,
consumption
that's
would
the
be.
size. That's the size of the that's the size of the power for that generator. If you go to a very small generator, the kilowatt size is only 11, which is not, nothing. There's a chart in the brochure that I sent you on page 2 shows you all the capacities and the sizes and the ammonia requirements as well.
Okay.
You didn't get that yet? Yeah.
Yeah,
And I
I
also put
got.
in there,
Mm-hmm.
and there was also an instruction manual that I put in there as well, an operation statement that's 4 or 5 pages long that tells you how the generator works.
Okay. You're saying for 100 meter cube per hour ammonia cracker, we would require energy consumption of 90 kilowatt per hour. Is that correct?
90 is the heater rate, the rating of the heaters. So if you turned it on and started it up, you would require 90 kilowatts just to get at the temperature. Once you're at temperature and the generator is hot and you're running gases through the generator, your consumption will be more like about 60 kilowatts per hour.
Okay. So just at the start, we would require 90 kilowatt. When we are operating that further, so it will require 60 kilowatt per hour energy consumption.
Right. So if you look at your cost of electricity, you'd use 60 kilowatts per, 5 cents a kilowatt hour or whatever you're paying for electricity in California.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, sir, you sell these ammonia crackers with an absorber or purifier or just as a standalone?
Yes. Yeah, we can add the dryer as well. That's an additional cost when I didn't talk to you about that, but that's something that we also offer as well. We buy those from another company, but it's the electro dryer, but I could add that, I could give you a price for that dryer as well.
Okay. So you generally sell those purifier or absorber along with ammonia cracking unit, or you generally sell only ammonia cracker itself to the customer?
It's both. You would get a package. Although we buy the generator, we private label it and put it with our equipment. It would be Lindbergh's responsibility to make it work and do any warranty or service work on it.
Okay. So you said based on customer requirement, you sell the you sell absorber or purifier along with ammonia cracker, or you generally don't give the absorber purifier, but if the customer requires it, you can sell the absorber purifier along with ammonia cracker, right?
Yeah, if you need the extra low dew point, yes, we can do that.
Okay, only and only if the customer requires, you can sell the absorber with ammonia cracker, otherwise only ammonia cracker you sell, right?
Yes, if your process requires a very low dew point, I would recommend the gas dryer, and then we would quote it for you. So you would have to tell me what dew point you would need to, what your process requires.
Okay, so gas dryer is similar to purifier that is there, right?
Yes.
All right. So for, sir, 100 mm cube, 100 meter cube, you said the cost is 375,000. So obviously as we go up, like if we want 150 meter cube per hour capacity, the cost would increase, right? Around, it would go around more than $400,000, I feel.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Sir, you confirm that you have a capacity of ammonia cracking units from a 4 meter cube per hour to 170 meter cube per hour, right? So. Yeah, I just wanted your confirmation that you provide the ammonia cracking unit from capacity 4 meter cube per hour to 170 meter cube per hour, right?
Correct.
All right. So how many units do you install in your factory currently? Any number, right?
We have built several hundreds of these over the years. We currently do not have any in stock, nor are we building any for any customers right now. These are all built out of, once we get a purchase order, we build it. We do not have anything like this in stock that would cost $400,000.
Okay. So you don't have anything in stock in your factory currently, or anything, any unit installed in your factory.
Right.
As the customer requirement comes, you produce that and give it to customer, right?
Correct. And it takes 9 months to build.
All right. So, sir, any top solution or any unique solution that you provide along with this ammonia cracker? Any new features in your product? Any unique thing in your product that you offer with the ammonia cracker?
No, they're actually pretty simple. We just, we use a lightweight insulation. We use heating elements that we've designed and made for cells. We provide the entire system, and we also provide the furnaces as well. So if you were looking for a gas nitriding furnace with two-stage processing, we could sell you the nitriding furnace as well. Or brazing
okay.
furnace, if you're brazing in a mesh belt furnace.
Okay. You said so. Along with ammonia cracker, the special thing about is you provide lightweight insulation.
Yes, and electrically heated.
Electrically heated means you're using electric source for the ammonia cracking purpose, right?
Yes. Yes.
Not the gas source that that are also being used for ammonia cracker. So you only use electric source as a heat, as a source.
Well, we have made gas, but I would say 90% of the furnaces that we make are electrically, or generators that we make are electrically heated.
All right.
I have not seen a gas fired one in many, many years.
Okay. So, sir, so as you have, okay, worries. Sir, actually, I was looking out for some other companies also in the market, and luckily I found out your company, and I'm glad that I connected. I'm glad that I connected to you. And for this, I put an alarm to my mobile and wake up and just call you again and thank you so for being connected to me. And so I was saying that I was looking for companies in the market, and I was hardly getting any companies for who can provide these sort of capacities, small capacities like your company does. And I found some companies like the other big companies, Heldor Topsoe from Europe, and ThyssenKrupp, then KBR Inc., then Bilker from, it's another European company. And I found out that they only offer for large-scale ammonia cracking applications, because they have mentioned there in their website also that they offer ammonia cracking for large-scale applications, and their capacity starts from 5 tons per day. So that's something
yeah.
big
that's,
from
that's very big. We're probably the leader in the United States for this type of equipment.
Yeah, correct. And I believe also, sir, your company is one of the leaders in globally, when we see small-scale ammonia
yeah.
cracking capacities like in the range of 100 or less than 100 meter cube per hour capacity. So that's like
yeah.
Small, and as you compare to 5 tons per day capacity of other big companies. So sir, can I say that the companies with a capacity of up to 100 meter cube per hour, or let's say 200 meter cube per hour. So with a capacity of 100 meter cube per hour, so can we say the companies with small capacities of 100 meter cube per hour are known as small scale ammonia crackers? Can we say that?
Yes.
Because we are
we've made a lot of 150 and 300 very small ones, and we've made several large ones. Again, we've made over probably 200 of these generators in our past.
Okay. So So yeah, we were getting some companies who are offering small scale ammonia cracking units, medium scale ammonia cracking units, and large scale ammonia cracking units. So I was much capital should I small ammonia cracking companies
Yeah, you're
today
breaking,
is
Sasha, you're breaking up on me.
okay. Can you hear now properly?
Yes, I can. Yes, better.
Yeah. So the reason is I found out so because there are companies who offer small scale ammonia cracking units, medium scale ammonia cracking units, and large scale ammonia cracking units. So other companies like Hello Topsy, ThyssenKrupp, and Dukers kind of companies, they produce around 5 tons per day or more than 5 tons per day. So that we can consider under large scale ammonia cracking units. So can we say the companies with 100 meter cube capacity would be small scale ammonia cracking
Yeah, I would
companies?
say we're small to medium size. And just to let you know, we've made over 260 of these generators.
Okay. Just wanted to, just wanted to understand, like, can as per industry definition, can we consider 100 meter cube capacity to be small scale ammonia cracking small scale ammonia cracking units, or more than that also we can consider small scale?
Yeah, I would say that would fit us. Our capacity would be small scale. I mean, there's guys that make very, very large systems. Again, the largest size that we've made is a 6,000.
Okay. Yeah, 6,000 also comes to be around 117 meter cube per, right?
Right,
Yes.
right.
Yeah. So up till what we can consider small scale ammonia cracking, sir? Is it 150 or 170 meter cube per hour? We can also consider that as small scale, or till 100 meter cube per hour we should consider small?
Yeah, I'd say 150 to 6,000 would still be small scale generators. Again, we're not in the big power plants. Again, the one I'm looking at the 6,000 every sold at Caterpillar tractor. I mean, that's a pretty big company.
Okay. All right.
And
So sir,
they probably had several furnaces that they were using.
So sir, so if we say that when I was looking out the demand, overall demand for ammonia cracking worldwide, so if we say that the amount, the overall demand for ammonia worldwide, when I was looking at the internet and got to know that overall demand for ammonia consumption worldwide is close to around 180 million tons in the year
Oh, sure.
2020.
I'm sure.
In the yeah, in the
And
year 20.
that will probably increase too, I'm sure. We get asked for ammonia crackers for very, very, very large systems for fuel cells. And we don't do any of that work at all, but we're working with some companies on a private scale, private project that I can't talk about. But we don't get into those large factory type applications. This is more for the heat treating market, and so again, smaller capacities of the 200 to 6,000 variety, primarily for nitrite applications
Okay. So,
or brazing.
within, okay. Okay. So, within heat treating, you provide for you said nitriding application, right? Nitriding and
Yes, nitriding is the largest, and then the other one would be for brazing applications or annealing applications of on a belt furnace.
okay. Nitriding, then brazing and annealing.
Annealing.
Yes. Yeah. So, sir, I was saying that the overall consumption worldwide, if we say for ammonia, overall ammonia is close to 180 million tons, right? And
Yes.
we also know that in the overall consumption of ammonia, ammonia majorly goes in the application for fertilizers. And so we also see that out of 180 million tons of ammonia consumption, 85% mostly goes in fertilizer application. So we are left with just 15% of application of ammonia, and other 15% also goes in some industrial applications like power generation or chemical application, others. And they have also mentioned that then we are left with just 1%, and they have mentioned like less than 1% of ammonia would be for other indirect applications, only just less than 1%. And in that less than 1% of overall ammonia consumption, we have seen that there could be only 0.1 or 0.2% of ammonia consumption is for ammonia cracking applications or ammonia as an hydrogen carrier. So do you agree that out of 180 million tons of ammonia consumption worldwide, only 0.1% goes to ammonia cracking applications for the year
I
2022?
would that could very well be a true statement, yes, for the overall
Okay.
ammonia. Yeah, so very small percentage that we would use for our for the heat treating market.
Okay. So for ammonia, 180 million tons consumption was there for 2022, in which 0.1% goes to ammonia cracker. You agree to that, right, sir?
Yeah. Is this a survey that I'm asking, or are you looking for to purchase some equipment, or what?
No, proposal bit of side, but I just needed to, just to have a bit of market perspective, like because this is very emerging, very niche currently. So I just wanted to have a bit of you. So sir, a bit of understanding from you. So 0.1% goes to,
We do have we I do have a lot of information on the on the ammonia market that I would be glad to share with you. This was printed by Air Products and Linde, some of the major ammonia suppliers. Again, but before I can send you this information, I will need you to send me your company name and address, and then I would be glad to forward this on to you.
Okay.
So you send me your contact information, and then I'll be glad to share with you all of the data that you're looking for.
Okay. I'll definitely share you, sir, but so after this call, I'll definitely share with you. Like I did to you, I already have your mail ID, and I'll definitely share with you. Just a few more help, just last bit of help.
No,
Already I've.
I can't, sir. I can't spend any more time with you answering your questions. Send me your contact information. I'll share with you. And then if you have some specific questions, please feel free to give me a call. Thanks for your time today.
Okay.